I know that when the angel first appeared to me, that I said I wanted to be the Lord's servant, that I wanted to bring glory to his name. But how do I tell my dad that? Now with the wedding happening so quickly, it just looks like that I'm in such a rush to tie the knot because I was an irresponsible party girl. And I know that Joseph knows that the baby is by the Spirit, but I just really wish that there could be this giant flashing neon sign over my head that everybody else could see so they'd stop giving me horrible looks when I go into the market. Not that I really go much into the market anymore. I'm throwing up every morning and nearly every time I see or smell food, which kind of makes it impossible to go into the market or to help my mom out in the kitchen like I used to, or just to go out and have lunch with my friends. Plus, I'm scared. I'm terrified, really. I'm 16. I'm about to be a mom, and I'm not even married. I mean, my goodness. If I'm not throwing up, I'm crying. The reality of it all just hits me in certain moments, and I lose it. If I'm not crying about that, I'm crying about who knows what. I'm honored that God chose me to do this, but I just don't understand why he's choosing to do it like this. This was not on my radar. This was not in the plans that I had for my life, and I thought I had good God-honoring plans. And still, I know that everything's going to be okay. Amongst all the crazy things that I'm feeling, I'm not feeling loneliness, and I am feeling joy. Joy is actually probably the strongest thing inside me now, and I think it comes from knowing what a big deal this little guy inside me is going to be, and well, already is. I mean, the Son of God, in some way my son too. What an honor. And when I think about that, and not the fear or the judgment that others give to me, I get teary for a totally different reason. And I sing praise in those moments too to him. My life and my body are the Lord's. And so I will honor him and I will worship him and I will be his servant. I know he's with me in every step of the way. And I know that even after this baby comes, he'll still be with me. That he's soon going to be with everyone else and that is why he's coming. And I just get to experience it first. For that, I'm more than blessed. This discomfort is real, but it's temporary, and it's going to bring something that lasts for eternity. So no matter who will judge or who will scoff, I will worship and praise my God, for his plans are far greater than any I could have picked out for myself.